It's time for Science and Medicine, a collaboration between TPR and the UT Health Science Center, San Antonio, where scientific discovery advances how medicine is practiced everywhere. I'm Bonnie Petrie. A San Antonio discovery is on the edge of being the first big leap in stroke treatment in decades.
The only treatments are the removal of a clot. That's it. There have been no therapeutics that have successfully reduced brain injury.
James Lechleiter is a professor of cell systems and anatomy at UT Health San Antonio, and he says a lot of stroke research focuses on neurons, but he's interested in star-shaped cells called astrocytes.
The neuron is not very good at taking care of itself. So the astrocyte has an enormous number of functions right after an injury. It tries to restore that environment to try and help even repair.
He calls astrocytes caretaker cells. And back in the early 2000s, his team noticed something interesting about a drug he was working on.
We noticed that when we applied this drug, that support cell, that caretaking cell in the brain, survived much longer under harsh conditions.
The harsh conditions being any kind of brain injury.
And so what our therapeutic does is to boost their energy. So they've got more resources to clean up the environment, to restore the normal function in the brain.
It's like a Red Bull for astrocytes. It seems to preserve brain function in people who've had a stroke, and it's headed for human trials this year, which in science is inches away from getting into hospitals to help people.
So we're close, and we think we've got a chance.
We should know how the trials go by this time next year. That's Science and Medicine from the UT Health Science Center, San Antonio, and Texas Public Radio. I'm Bonnie Petrie.